Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
All right, it's Dave once again here on 720 WGN. So, Poydog Pondering, seriously, one of my favorite bands of all time, has been one of Chicago's premier music groups for over three decades. This great cross-pollination of so many musical genres, including various forms of acoustic and electronic music with some soul and some rock. And they've been around, really, I got to think about this, since I was in high school. All led by the incredibly talented Frank Arell, not even doing lead vocals. He also plays the guitar, piano, the drums, and is joined by an equally talented group of musicians, including my friend Doc Julin, and then there's Susan, Ted, and so many others. And they're going to be appearing this coming Saturday, May 13th, at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. And joining us this morning is Frank Arell himself.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
You know, it's always a kick-ass show, and I always look forward to when you guys are performing. You know, over the years, and it's been so long, how do you best explain, you know, how the band and the music has evolved from the first day you guys got together to today?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we first got together, we were all, it was in Hawaii, and we were all members of, like, you know, different bands that were playing in, you know, clubs, you know, around town, kind of post-new wave rock stuff, you know. And then and when we first got together, we just kind of got together as street musicians just for fun, even though I was playing drum kit and bands, you know, electric bands in clubs, but we just started playing on the street for fun with acoustic instruments. And so, like, right away we started with a very acoustic sound, but we all kind of came of, like, the discos. I mean, in Hawaii, there's, like, one club you could play, and that club had to service everybody. So it was like a disco until – it was like a rock club until 2 a.m., and then it was mm-hmm. a disco from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m., and we listened to everything. You know, everything was in play for us, you know? And that thing sort of stayed with us throughout the years. I mean, like, Poi has always sort of followed its inspiration, just whatever was turning it on as far as – you know, like wow, like, you know, when the whole Manchester thing happened out of England, you know, I totally gravitated to that really strongly, and that incorporated whatever's turning us on incorporates into our sound, you know.
Well, I love
it. It's a pretty open palette, you know?
Yeah, it is, and I think that maybe what kind of helped form the band, when I think about what you just said, is that you know, you were listening to all these different bands, and you had to cater to so many different people, and really, you know, the music and you know, the set list and the songs, they are so diverse, each one from the next. And I have to imagine, you know, growing up, you're born in New Mexico, you grew up in Hawaii. What were some of the influences that you had in Hawaii that you had growing up?
For me, it was the radio, man. I mean, I just listened to the radio all the time. I didn't even start collecting records until I was about 20, you know. I just used to listen to the radio all the time, and, you know, AM and FM radio, and used to love all that stuff, you know, especially like the 70s kind of, you know, soul and rock and disco, you know. I mean, I love that stuff a lot. And then I used to, when I got to be like record buying, you know, when I got into record buying, I was, you know, at the University of Hawaii, we'd get all the Melody Maker and the NME magazine.
Oh, yeah.
So I was really into British music, so I was just following all the British stuff, you know. And so that's what really kind of, I was weaned on a lot of the, you know, New Order and Echo and the Bunnymen and, you
sure.
know, Orange Juice and things like that. Those are super big inspiration on me, you know.
Did you see some of those bands perform live when you were younger?
What's that?
Did you see some of those bands perform live when you were younger?
Well, yeah, I did. I got to see New Order. They played Honolulu, and that was great. They played that same club, small club, the only game in town, and they were great. It was amazing, you know. Yeah.
Do Do you remember the first live concert that you performed on stage?
Oh, wow. Good question. I think it was at the University of Hawaii with a band called The Squids. I joined this kind of punk band called The Squids. That was the first band I was in. And they had a show at the University of Hawaii, and I think that was my first time on stage.
First time. Do you remember how that felt? You know, the first time you went out there and saw the crowd waiting for you to perform? Was it something that was exhilarating? Was it something that you were a little nervous about?
Yeah, I think all of that.
Yeah.
I think I was nervous and exhilarating. That's always a really good combination. And I was bad. And, you know, I was really lucky. I got sort of drafted into this band everyone was 10 to 15 years older than me, and they were all art students. So they were, everything was like for art first. You know, they made their own records on cassette. They designed everything. They did everything. It was all handmade. And
wow.
So that was really, you know, informative for me to be around when I was really thankful for that. So even though I was nervous or whatever, I felt like I was in good company, you know. So these guys were all experienced, you know.
Yeah, so, and you probably learned something from them too as well.
Yeah.
Three decades later, here we are, Poi Dog, and you know, you always sell out shows no matter when you do this. And you don't, you know, when you're in Chicagoland, you play a couple times a year. So I mean, you know, so the demand gets built up because people want to see you. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen you at Ravinia and clubs and all kinds of the place. What gets you excited about playing in front of a live audience rather than being in the studio and recording?
For me, like, we barely play, and that's by design. I mean, when we're coming up in Hawaii, we're playing like five nights a week in certain clubs and things like that. And so I remember deciding that was not the way to go. You know, the way to go is more like, you know, you make it matter. You know, you only play like three times a year, but you make it matter, you know. And so when we do that, when we do plan a show, it's like we're working towards something. It's a show, you know, it's not a gig, it's a show. And that brings a lot of energy into it, you know. Yeah,
I would think so.
And focus.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's a placeholder. So for me, like, I know kind of the beginning of the spring, summer concert season, I'm starting to look in March and April for the shows I want to go to for the rest of the year. Seriously, that's kind of how I plot it out and plan it out. And, you know, there's you, there's the Bodines, you know, just some local favorites that I want to make sure I circle and go to see. And that is the event. That kind of is like a little placeholder for me. So I get why you do that, because that's how I feel as a fan. You know?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
What are we going to hear at the Arcata coming up on Saturday? What do you got planned? Little sneak preview.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have, it's always important for me to make sure that we touch, you know, on all the records if we can somewhat, you know, throughout the course of the night. But we're definitely heavily going on the new record. You know, probably about a third of the new record we'll be playing.
Cool.
And then we're working with this lighting director out of Seattle, AJ. He's coming in, and we're kind of designing like a nice little stage set for the show.
Cool.
And we'll have House-O-Matic there, which is the dance troupe that from Chicago South Side that we work with.
Oh, that's cool.
And we'll have the, you know, a full complement, except for Dog, unfortunately. He ditched us for his other band.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But you're going to be somewhere else at the end of the year, too, I think.
We got a few things coming up. There's a couple of things that we're negotiating in town, but I'm not supposed to talk about it yet.
Okay, all right. We'll stay tuned.
And then we always do our usual end of the year thing at City Winery. I'm sure we're going to do that again this year.
Yeah.
We haven't locked it in, but I'm sure we will.
Lots of fun. You're a chef, too, and I have to ask you, did you always have that sort of passion for combining music and food together, or did that just kind of gradually happen over time?
That gradually happened over time. I mean, you know, when we were street musicians, we like made our own food, you know, like, and so, I mean, we tried to do it well, you know, even though we might only made 18 bucks on the street that day, we still had made sure we had wine and pasta.
That's awesome. Priorities.
You know, we did that. And then, what else? And then you know, as, and then we had a big rehearsal space for a number of years, and we would always kind of do big dinners, you know, after rehearsal or something like that. And that was that kind of started. But you know, it kind of, you know, where it really came from for me. I mean, I love cooking, and I love eating, and going out to eat, and you know, experiencing what people are making and stuff like that. But I was doing these house concerts, you know, where I just go play at people's houses because, you know, I was missing that kind of acoustic playing thing. You know, I love playing on the stage, but I also love just sitting around the living room going, what are the chords of that Dylan song? You know, try to figure it out and play it. And so I started doing these casual living room concerts where I remember feeling like,
that's so cool.
We should really be having dinner and wine first, and then be playing. And that's how that's how the whole thing kind of kicked into gear. And I started out doing just kind of like, you know, like I don't know what you call it, but you know, just make like a few things, and everybody served themselves. And then over the years, I've sort of developed. And now I'm just like full on plating, and you know, like
that's awesome.
Become more specialty and really fun. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a complete experience. Well, you know, food and music, such a kindred combination to begin with. You know, but I assume you know it's because you're doing something for other people. You're cooking and you're playing for these people, so it's got to feel good. It must make you a happy guy.
Yeah, you know, it's really, I really enjoy it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you can join Poi Dog again this coming Saturday, May 13th at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. And for tickets, go to arcatalive.com. And for more on Frank and the band, visit poidogpondering.com. Frank, always a pleasure, and thanks for carving out a little time for us this morning.
Dave, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for doing that.
We'll see you Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
All right. News and This Is History coming up next at 720 WGN.